Jason, quick
you
question.
You are one of one.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
Thank you for helping me prove my point, Molly. Because
you're welcome.
Well, is this Matt Hamilton?
Am I not allowed to know the word filibustering?
I just didn't see that coming, that's all.
Well, good, I want to keep you on your toes.
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
What's up with that? What's up with that?
We are thrilled to not be joined by Jim Rutledge today. Jason Wilde is here with us. Jason, how's it going?
It's going great, guys. How are you?
Good. I know that you're at a golf outing right now for your daughter. So well, I'm sorry that you have to whisper.
A tournament. Hello, friends. no, golf outings, there's like beer and Hamilton is like posing with another guy who looks just like him and that kind of stuff. So, no, this is a slightly different dynamic. But, yes, we are at one of our local golf courses and ready to hit the driving range and get ready for some exciting middle school golf action.
I love it. So, Jason, we're actually asking the question of when will we find out about Giannis's crucial meeting with the Milwaukee Bucks? And we actually gave some different answers, but now I kind of want to change it for you specifically. Do you think that we're going to find out if Aaron Rodgers signs with the Steelers first, or are we going to find out about Giannis's crucial meeting with the Milwaukee Bucks first?
So wait, is the meeting scheduled? And you're saying when will we find out what happened at it, or are we like not even sure if they're going to if they've scheduled it yet?
So Chris Haynes reported that the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis were supposed to meet sometime this week, yet we have not heard anything come out of it. So I'm assuming that it happened. We just haven't heard anything from it yet.
Okay. I gotta tell you, I think the world of Giannis, and I hope that this works out in the Bucks' favor. Selfishly, I would like to say, well, I hope whatever happens, I hope it's really best for Giannis and his family. But I'd be lying if I said that. I don't feel like I get easily exhausted by these types of sagas. But this Favre retiring, not retiring, Rodgers, like, am I the only one that? And I know at times there's like you, like this instance, right? There's a newsworthy piece to this that there's that there's a meeting scheduled or may not have happened. But am I the only one that's like, hey, just wake me up when we know what's happening? I don't want to play in the drama sandbox on this. Or am I just the only one who feels that way? Or do you guys not like it either?
No, I definitely don't enjoy playing will they, won't they with whoever, you know, insert
Jair Alexander
superstar here. Yeah.
Well, right. And I don't want to misrepresent Matt's take from earlier in the show today, but he kind of made it seem like he thinks this is a Wisconsin thing that happens here.
I just feel like Wisconsin sports teams really like to control their own narrative and try to, like, not try. I don't think they're going to just jump right out and tell you exactly what happened. They want to spin it in a way that paints them in a good light. And I don't blame them for it, but I think they take their time.
I think every team does that, right?
Right.
Like every team wants to spin it in a way that makes them look better and usually better than they are, right?
I think
at the same time, like
with Wisconsin, there's like if, not as much reported. Like it's harder to keep a secret in Chicago than it is in Green Bay.
Maybe. I mean, maybe we're just not as good at our jobs. But
no, I'm not saying that. Like I'm saying you respect boundaries.
Well, like in Jair's case, let's just use him for an example. I don't think we're missing anything, right? Like LaFleur was on with Kay Adams, and he looked like he'd rather be having a root canal than answer her Jair question, right? You know, we're still working. If I hear them say we're working through it one more time, it'll be about the millionth time that they've said that, and nobody wants to talk about it. So to me, you know, if they were on the precipice of having something worked out that he would stay, I think they would, that like when I asked Jeff Hafley about it, Jeff Hafley, instead of saying, I respect the question, I hope you respect my unwillingness to answer it, he would have said something like, look, I don't know how this is going to work out. You know, he may be here, he may not, but I can tell you this much, we're a better football team when he's on it and when he's healthy and on the field for us. And so I hope it all works out, but I really don't know what's going to happen. He could have said that, and he didn't. Now, Derek Ansley, their defensive passing game coordinator, at least gave me the tip. I asked that question in a yes or no fashion. I said, look, I don't want to create trouble for you. Just yes or no, have you stayed in touch with Jair? And his answer, he said he texted him every day and that he sends him Bible passages and positive quotes. And so, like, that was, you know, that's interesting, right? That's interesting that he's stayed in touch with him despite the uncertainty. But you're right. We're not getting anything in terms of what Giannis is thinking or feeling. I'd be curious. I think I know that it would have been Giannis's agent who would have told Shams that he was open for the first time to going elsewhere. Now, whether or not he actually wants to go elsewhere, or that's a bargaining position to say, hey, you guys, I don't care that Dame is out for the year and we're stuck with his $54 million contract next season. You guys better figure something out, because I am willing to at least consider leaving if it comes to that. Like, I don't know, or maybe he really is ready to go somewhere else. I mean, the problem when we have to rely on anonymous source reporting is that sometimes the sources are great, right? Like the story I like to tell about, telling Mike McCarthy that Al Harris wasn't at off-season program because he was unhappy with his contract. Mike, in his first year as the coach, accusing me of lying and making the story up. And the source was Al Harris. That's a pretty good source.
Yeah.
I would say my sourcing on Elgton Jenkins has been pretty good, too. But the bottom line is that in the Giannis case, like, we're all, and it's such a bigger deal, right? Like, it doesn't matter how much I like Elgton Jenkins or Jair, Giannis is about a million times more important. And I don't say that lightly, but that entire organization rests on his shoulders. If the Packers were to move on from Elgton Jenkins, they'd play somebody at center and it'd be over with. Like, this is as big, if not bigger, than Favre and Rodgers and those sagas. At least those guys were at the ends of their careers, and you could make the argument that, okay, we'd still like to have him back, but it didn't work out, and we moved on from him, or however it played out. In Giannis's case, like, he's still very much in his prime, and you're sitting here wondering if your superstar player will be a member of your team or not.
Jason, thanks so much for taking the time. Enjoy your daughter's golf tournament. Ryan wants to know what your daughter's score will be. Will be? Was? What are you asking?
I was asking what it is, but I'm whispering because it's
golf. Oh, is it going on?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was like just about that she was just about to tee off.
Oh, she's warming up.
Yeah.
She is about to tee off.
Well, what is her goal to shoot on this course?
So she played this course last week in her very first tournament ever.
Wow.
And for nine holes, she had 55.
Okay.
Which is better than I would have done.
Yeah, that's not bad.
How old is she?
And my,
if you don't mind me asking.
She is 14.
Okay.
So she's an eighth grader, and she's going to play high school golf and high school volleyball in the fall. But she had never played in a tournament, never played on a full-size course before. We played when we were up there for the ESPN Madison Open in the Dells. We played Andy North's 12 par 3 course. But this was the first time she had done that. My favorite moment was there was a par 3. She ended up with an 8 on it, where she had a hit out of a creek, which she successfully did. And then she came back on the next hole, which was a par 4, and had a 5. So
nice.
As Matt knows, and everyone knows that's ever played golf, the crucial part of golf is that when you have a terrible hole, you then allow that hole to beat you on the next hole too. And I can tell you from personal experience, I always do. She did not. So hopefully that she keeps that, because this game is filled with adversity. That's why I stopped playing it a long time ago, and now I have to figure out how to start it again, because now they all want to play with me so they can beat me, which is fun.
Love it. Thanks for taking the time, Jason. Have a great long weekend.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
That was Jason Wilde. You can hear him weekdays from 9 to noon across ESPN Wisconsin on Wilde and Tausch alongside Mark Tauscher. We've got pole dancing to finish out the show coming up next.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I think he'll sign, but I think this could get a little cantankerous.
I think it depends on this Jair contract first, though. And they need to do something before June 6th or June 1st or something.
It's June 1st.
6th, just like a funny date.
Because like, they're all weird dates. It stuck on my head. That's my dad's birthday.
Happy birthday, Daddy.
Jair has to be signed.
By my dad's birthday.
The way the league works.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.